Ryan Roberts. A man with a knife stabbed four young children at a lakeside park in the French Alps on Thursday, assaulting at least one in a stroller repeatedly, police say. Some of the victims have life-threatening injuries, authorities said. Police detained the attacker, who was a man in his 30s, according to the Interior Minister. Local police said the four child victims were all younger than 5 years old. UK Foreign Secretary James Cleverly is in Paris and expressed the concern of the British people.
Our thoughts are with the victims and the families, and we stand ready to support the French authorities in whichever way we can. We're also aware that one of the people, one of the children injured, was a British national.
U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the White House at this hour. It's the Prime Minister's first visit to the White House as British leader. Between evacuations and a smoky haze, wildfires blazing in Canada are disrupting daily life for millions. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Forecasters say the smoky blanket casting an orange pall across Canada and the U.S. could persist into the weekend. Meteorologist Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
Until the fires are, you know, contained or end, really any northerly winds or northwesterly winds are going to continue to pull that smoke south.
Across the eastern U.S., officials warned residents to stay inside and limit outdoor activities. Professor Lauren Wald is a researcher at Ohio State's School of Medicine.
Especially if they're exercising, breathing faster, they're going to be inhaling particulates at concentrations that normal smokers would inhale.
Canada is, of course, seeing the worst of the wildfires. Bill Blair is Canada's emergency preparedness minister.
There are 414 wildfires burning, 239 of which are determined to be out of control.
This is VOA News. A bomb blast ripped through a mosque in Afghanistan's northeastern Baghdad.